The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, now presents Jadco and You.
Yo, my youth, you didn't know, say, even though we are junior athletes, we have to eat good food. If we want to be the next world record breakers.
Yes, youth. When we got the Junior Anti-Doping Education Workshop, what the year? Them give me a Jadco Nutrition Guide. And say, even though I'm young, I have to eat good food in order to grow and perform my best.
Then my youth, if I saw a thing of a chew, then me have to stop up for the biscuit and bag juice thing then, you know. I start eat right, because champs are come up, you know. I want to be fast like a bullet.
Yes, youth, that way I forgot to do. But youth, we can learn more about this healthy eating thing, you know. Because Jadco and you are come on the radio now. And then I got to talk about nutrition guidelines with junior athletes. Like how champs soon come, it's better we stay tuned.
Champs is coming up and a lot of junior athletes are preparing for the big event. As they train and prepare, however, it is important for them to have diets that allow for optimum performance, normal growth and development.
They are doing more than the average child, so they have to have enough energy to do that, and that energy would be in the form of food. They have to have enough nutrients for growth and development as well as for peak performance.
Sports nutritionist and co-author of Jadco's Nutrition Guide, Dr. Christine Frey-Akin. Athlete support personnel such as coaches, trainers, and parents also have a crucial role to play in assisting junior athletes to select the best meals ahead of champs.
An example of what they could be eating, like for breakfast, they could have porridge or oats with milk, low-fat milk. They can have eggs, but not fried, so boiled. They can have sandwiches. They can have fruit with that. In terms of what they could have for like lunch or dinner, our normal Jamaican foods are good. So our soup, rice and peas with chicken can work.
The Jadco Nutrition Guide, which can be accessed on the Jadco website at jadco.gov.jm, states that the diet of young athletes should allow for growth spurts. Dr. Christine Frey-Akin tells us more.
If they are not consuming enough, like for the girls, they may end up with menstrual dysfunction, so their period may not start on time. And for girls and boys, they may not have adequate bone density. They are growing and they're not consuming enough nutrients to aid that growth in that growth spurt, so they may develop problems.
According to the Jadco Nutrition Guide, young athletes who do not consume enough energy can develop muscle and fat loss and face increased risk for injury, fatigue, and illness.
If they are not consuming enough energy, what happens is that the glycogen stores in the liver will fall, and as a result, their body will try to get energy from their muscles and the fat. But you need your muscle in order to move. And there should be a certain amount of fat stores in order to have endurance. So once that athlete is not eating enough, so you'll get muscle loss and fat loss. So they are hungry, they don't have enough energy in terms of their diet, so no, they can't concentrate as well. So the risk of injury is even higher.
Junior athletes should not be given supplements for performance enhancement.
Supplements would be anything that is taken in addition to the diet. And it can be anything from dietary supplements like protein powders or caffeine drinks or energy drink. Any of these would be considered supplements.
The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, does not endorse the use of supplements. Speak with your doctor or nutritionist about alternatives. Junior athletes are encouraged to eat healthy so they can play better for longer. The Nutrition Guide for Jamaica's athletes can be accessed on JADCO's website at jadco.gov.jm.
Yo, my youth, this program was really informative. I learned a whole lot, I'm not lie. I forgot to tell the other youths preparing for champs what we learned at this JADCO and You feature.
To learn more about the fight against doping in sport, contact Jadco by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been Jadco and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
We don't use it. You don't have to. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.